Right now, we want to bring on PGA Tour player and top 30 in the for the Tour Championship in a couple weeks, Ken Duke. Ken, welcome to the show. Thanks for spending a couple minutes.
Thank you very much, guys. Really excited about being on the show.
Hey, Ken, real quick, describe your year so far. You know, how's it been going for you? Obviously, being in the Tour Championship's got to be a highlight, but give us a short synopsis of the year so far, and then what's working well with your swing and what isn't right now.
Well, you know, early in the year, the last couple of years, I struggle out west, and it seems like when I get back to the east side where, you know, I live now, and it gets a lot better, and just had a pretty good little run, and the last couple of months, it's just been really consistent and made a few putts, and just a highlight of my career this year to get into the Masters next year and being a top 30 in the Tour Championship, so really, really excited about it.
Hey, Ken. I was watching the Deutsche Bank, and a highlight reel that most people probably never get to see, taking you back to the fourth hole of the Deutsche Bank, you and Matt Goggin standing on the tee of a par four, and I watch you two hit it as it hit it to kick-in range, Pat. I mean, 2 feet. Could you guys see that shot?
You know what? We had a couple claps up there on the green, and we knew he hit on a good line, and we didn't know how close it was until we got there. And then I was joking with Matthew that I was wanting him to let me putt first instead of him. His was about 3 inches and mine was about a foot. So it was just great to hit two good shots like that. And I think that we were the closest to the whole week, which was really special.
Ken Duke, Palm City resident, also a member up at Tesoro, joining us here on the Golf Exchange presented by the Honda Classic here on ESPN Radio 760. Ken, you mentioned that your year's sort of gone, it's gotten better as it's gone along, but early on, one of the tournaments that you did well in was probably, aside from the U.S. Open, really one of the more spectacular tournaments of the year, and I'm talking about Bay Hill, where Tiger, who else, runs in a bomb on Bart Bryant and ends up winning that tournament, but you actually finished sixth in that. Where were you when you know Tiger made the putt, and just give us a little sense of how that tournament went for you and the excitement at the end?
It was really special. I've never played at Mr. Palmer's tournament before, so it was great to get in there. Then I didn't hit it very well at all week, but I chipped and putted just unbelievable, and it kept me in it. And I think I bogeyed three out of the last four or five holes or something that. You know, I finished where I did, but I was right there in contention, and the next thing you know, somebody said that Tiger's going to putt the win on the last, and I think we were already in the car getting ready to leave because just about every time he has a chance to win, he's going to do it. But it was good for me because I had this horrible, horrible start out west, and then came back over here and had a good tournament at Bay Hill. So they do a first-class organization there, and it's really fun.
Well, the FedEx Cup has clearly been a great run from you. You're one of the few players outside the top 30 who have worked yourself up into the top 30, and you've got a week off now to get ready for the Tour Championship. I know you're a big fisherman, so what have you been doing this week to get ready for the last leg of the FedEx Cup?
Well, I'm trying to prepare myself for that Tour Championship. I'm in Jackson, Mississippi. I'm going to play here at the Viking. I was in Arkansas last week where I grew up, and I have a fundraiser there, A Day with the Duke. And we had 62 teams out of 66. We tried to get 66, and we got 62. So it was overwhelming response, for my tournament, and I really enjoyed it. And I'm going to try to come over here to Jackson and try to play as good as I can and go in there to Atlanta and see what we can do.
Hey,
I like to play right before – big tournament. I don't like to really take off. So,
since you said you went home for that tournament, did the most famous citizen from your hometown show up?
There's talk about. I've got a lot of guys in the politics that they say that we can try to get him if you ever want him to come in. But Bill Clinton is a busy person, so you never know. We might try to pull some strings sometimes and try to get him in there. That'd be pretty special.
PGA Tour player and Arkansas native Ken Duke joining us here on the Golf Exchange presented by the Honda Classic here on ESPN Radio 760. I'm Pat Rooney along with Peter Barnhart. Ken, all right, let's talk about a little bit about the FedEx Cup. As Peter mentioned, you're one of the few guys that's been able to work himself into that top 30. You know, some of the other tour players have been a little, let's say, disgruntled about the point system this year. They tweaked it after last year to put more emphasis on actually playing, playing on in the event itself and not per se on past performance. While we have Vijay Singh win the first two events, and he's essentially locked this thing up. He basically just has to remain upright for the four rounds of the Tour Championship. How do you feel, Ken, even though this is the first time you've been playing in this thing, how do you feel about the tweaking of the point system so far and how it pertains maybe to you, but in general as a PGA Tour player?
Yeah, well, last year I think it was a learning format for them, so I don't think they did it right last year, and especially this year, I really don't think they did it well either. But you know, I look at it both ways. You know, you got to reward the guys that played well all year to get to that point. But then you know what? It's kind of like the NCAA basketball tournament. You can be undefeated going into the tournament, and you get beat the first match, first round, and you're out. So you know, it's just one of those things. I think 2,000 points is a lot to give. Maybe 1,000. There'll be some movement, but not a drastic movement just by making the cut. Just by making the cut, I think I moved from 51st all the way up to in the 20s. So it's too much reward just by making the cut. So you know, it kind of goes both ways, but it's been great for me, and you know, I'm just looking forward to play the Tour Championship. It's an honor to be there, and looking forward to it.
Yeah, great historic club, East Lake Golf Club in Atlanta. A lot of history, Bobby Jones. I'm sure you are anticipating a great result, and as a hometown guy, we're certainly going to be cheering for you there.
Yeah, it's going to be good. I've had four or five people that's called me and said that they live in the area, and they've been waiting for me to come and play there because I haven't been playing the Bell South. And so it's you know, all the history, and you know, working with Bob Toski, I'm talking about all the older guys back in those days. It's just an honor to be around and to go to establishment like that.
Ken Duke joining us here on the line, PGA Tour player, Nationwide Player of the Year in 06, going to play in the Tour Championship in another week or so. But you mentioned early on, Ken, you know, this gets you into the Masters for next year. Number one, what are your thoughts going into Augusta? What are going to be your expectations? And just give the whole scenario of going up to Magnolia Lane and then what your thoughts and feelings are going to be when you get up there.
Well, I hope I can get a chance to go play it before the tournament next year, because I know if I don't get to go, it's just going to be an awe factor every time I go there. And for that week, it's going to be a busy week, and I want to try to get that overwhelming, hey, I'm here, you know, out of me. If I can go there a few weeks before or a few times before, and then try to focus on golf. And obviously, I'm going to try to get Mr. Toski to come up there with me, and he's played a few times, and just get some local knowledge from the caddies and stuff if I get a chance to go and talk to some guys that's played there before, and just try to get some, you know, local knowledge and see what's happened. But it just, I have no expectations. I don't think you really have any expectations when you go and play anywhere. It's just play and see what turns out. So it's just going to be really, really fun for me and my family to go there and have a chance to play. We watch it every year, obviously. So
he's coming second in the U.S. Bank in Milwaukee, fourth in the Buick Open, 10th in the Deutsche Bank, and sixth at Bay Hill. He's in the top 30. He's going to be playing at the Tour Championship at East Lake, as Peter mentioned, in a couple weeks. He's a Palm City resident, also a member up at Tesoro. Ken Duke has been our guest here on the Golf Exchange. Ken, thank you very much. We really appreciate it. Good luck in a couple weeks, and hopefully we'll get a chance to talk to you down the line.
I appreciate it, guys. Never do anything again. Thanks. I can definitely touch with me, and I appreciate your show.
There he is, Ken Duke, PGA Tour player, playing in next week's Tour Championship.